housing news. This section includes decent homes on the way, council worker of the year, and new rent service teams. Decent homes on the way. Big improvements will soon be made to council-owned homes across Camden, as work begins this autumn to bring most of our council housing up to the decent home standard by 2012. Earlier this year, we held workshops to find out how you wanted these vital repairs to be carried out. Your feedback has allowed us to plan the next steps of the project carefully. Property by property, surveys will be done to see what is needed for each home. Residents could benefit from a range of improvements to their homes, including electrical rewiring, better windows, and improved kitchens and bathrooms. Households which are the first to have work done will be contacted directly with more information. You can get more information on the Decent Homes Standard by visiting camden.gov.uk/housing. Council Worker of the Year. A caretaker who works on estates in Camden Town and Primrose Hill has been shortlisted for a national award for his commitment to his job. Stuart Duran, 45, has beaten off 100 other nominations to become one of 6 finalists in the Care and Commitment category of the Local Government Channel Council Worker of the Year Awards. Stuart has given first aid to a tenant who needed an ambulance and helped secure a conviction for someone who committed an assault on one of his estates. He was also recognised for his close work with the Safer Neighbourhoods team to combat some local drug problems. Vote for Stuart at localgovernmentchannel.com or text LGATV3STUART to 80039. New Rents Service Teams. All rent inquiries are now being managed by new rent service teams. 2 teams, one covering the south of the borough, the other the north, will work full-time on collecting rents and helping tenants to avoid getting into serious difficulties with their rent. If you have an inquiry about paying your rent, or if you need advice on housing benefit and payment options, please contact your rent service team. North team, 0207 974 3687, and the south team, 0207 974 3688, or email rentservice, all one word, at camden.gov.uk. Estate officers will continue to deal with tenancy matters and any inquiries or concerns you have about where you live. And although they do not now deal with inquiries or issues regarding rents, account statements and new payment cards can still be obtained from your district housing office reception. The new rent service teams are based at the Crowndale Centre, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1 1BD. You can see a rent service officer there, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or telephone to make an appointment to meet at your district housing office or in your home. The business news. Camden is the business. Many of us dream about starting our own business. Centre Business Services can help you do just that. Starting something new can be stressful, but help is at hand. If you have a small business, or even just an idea for one, Centre Business Services can help. They have over 24 years' experience of providing impartial advice and hands-on support to firms in Camden. There is a huge amount to think of when starting a business. Fine-tuning your idea, securing finance, training for staff, and practicalities like finding premises. Centre offer advice on them all. In the last year, Centre advised over 2,000 people thinking about starting a business, helped 500 existing businesses improve their performance, and helped raise over £1.5 million in finance. One person who has benefited is Tamara Peters of Kentish Town-based gift company everlastingcastings.co.uk. She said, "I did a 6-month course with Centre. It was great, very educational. As well as ongoing advice and regular free seminars, I was also awarded a grant, which helped with start-up costs. Based in the heart of King's Cross, Centre even offer conference and meeting rooms, post boxes and virtual office space. Camden Fire Help. Most of Camden's markets were unaffected by the fire in February, and the area is very much open for business. But a small number did, unfortunately, see their stalls and stock go up in flames. After being there to offer advice in the immediate aftermath, Centre are now working in partnership with us and local business partnership Camden Town Unlimited to get the affected traders back on their feet. Centre are distributing a London Development Agency funded relief package to a total of 27 affected traders. Matt Garner, Chief Executive of Centre, said, "Market traders make a unique and valuable contribution to Camden's economy and culture. We're happy to be working together with the LDA and the Council to help those affected by the fire rebuild their businesses." You can get more information about Centre, that's spelt C-E-N-T-A, by going to centre.co.uk or calling 0207 278 5757. Area forums. This section includes the following five items: making Camden a better place, what some of the forums looked at, what other forums also raised, getting involved, and dates of meetings. Making Camden a better place. Area forums are a way for you to have your say on the local issues that concern you. Get involved and help shape what happens in your local area. Led by your local councillors, each meeting sets its own agenda. If there's something down your street you want to change, area forum meetings offer a great opportunity to get your voice heard. Since September 2007, each ward, which is a geographic area represented by specific councillors in Camden, has met to discuss their priorities. Hampstead Town has joined forces with Frognal and Fitzjohn's to meet together, and Fortune Green and West Hampstead have done the same. A second round of meetings looked in detail at one of the local priorities agreed at the first area forums. Several of the meetings invited the council and other partners, such as the police or registered social landlords, to listen to their concerns and help find solutions. The meetings attracted nearly 1,000 residents. Many had never been involved with any other council meeting or event before. The meeting brought together a good mix of the community. "It was an opportunity to meet up with other people interested in the locality," said a King's Cross resident in March 2008. And some other quotes from the first meetings: "It was very lively. Even the most timid could voice their opinion." This was a Cantelows resident. And, "There were about 40 neighbours of all ages who met to discuss local issues and share ideas and solutions." This was a Camden Town with Primrose Hill resident. Some of the practical steps taken in response to your concerns have included planting trees, mending a park clock, rebuilding a wall, and planning a multicultural festival. Other area forums helped residents by explaining the planning process for major applications and how to make clear representations about specific developments. What some of the forums looked at. Highgate. The second meeting of the forum focused on antisocial behaviour. Sergeant Jeff Williams of the Highgate Safer Neighbourhood team spoke to the forum about the police response to the priorities set by the Safer Neighbourhood panel since 2006. The forum agreed that streets should be used more as a social space, encouraging more people to use them day and night. Lights should be changed, with pedestrians in mind, to intermediate height and made less bright. The meeting agreed that they wanted the forum to continue to grow, with one resident commenting how good it was that people actively participated and expressed a broad range of opinions. Holborn and Covent Garden. A discussion on priorities for the local area, which included concern about secondary school provision and interest in relocating Holborn Mosque, brought 168 people together at the Holborn and Covent Garden Area Forum. The forum felt that the redevelopment of the Mount Pleasant Sorting Office site presented an opportunity for a new site for the mosque, with facilities available to the whole community. Speakers from the forum described the benefit to Muslims and non-Muslims, especially for young people. The forum also discussed the extension of the 20-mile-per-hour zone and the reopening of the St Mungo's Hostel at Endell Street. The area forum was a good example of local community cohesion and provided an opportunity to act jointly on important issues and a way for individuals to support common action, according to one resident. Another participant welcomed meeting other local people and finding common ground about the needs of the community. At the Swiss Cottage Area Forum, a geographical focus was taken, where residents put forward practical suggestions to improve Finchley Road. These included putting a pedestrian crossing at the junction with Fairfax Road to make it easier and safer for people to cross, installing more benches to help foster a community spirit, planting more bushes and flowers to brighten the road up, and washing the road and pavement regularly to clean away pollution from car exhausts. The forum liked that local shops are accessible, but felt that more support should be given to small businesses to bring more variety to the shops along the Finchley Road and cultivate a sense of community. The forum agreed that an overview of all the different but interlinked issues affecting the Finchley Road is needed. A draft action plan is being put together for the forum to consider. Traffic movement in and around Belsize was identified as one of the top priorities by residents at their first meeting and was the theme of Belsize's second meeting. Our head of street policy told the forum that motor traffic in Camden has fallen by 17%, cycling is up by 64%, cars make up 50% of motor traffic, and casualties have been driven down year after year. The forum raised concerns about illegal parking in Swiss Cottage, the need for the creation of cycling lanes to encourage more children to cycle to school, and skips on the roads which limit parking spaces. What other forums also raised? In Kilburn, it was improving Kilburn Grange Park, illegal DVD and tobacco sellers. King's Cross, it was housing repairs and overcrowding. Haverstock, crime and community safety and better lighting on housing estates. In Gospel Oak, provision for young people and crime and community safety. Regent's Park, overcrowding and antisocial behaviour. Cantelows, community safety and activities for young people. St Pancras and Somerstown, the development of our site behind the British Library and the closure of Crowndale Post Office. In Bloomsbury, it was noise nuisance and review licences of noise-polluting establishments. Kentish Town, policing and community safety, and retaining the retail mix on Kentish Town High Street. Camden Town with Primrose Hill, drugs, crime and safety, and streetscape and the built environment. And at Frognall and Fitzjohn's and Hampstead, recycling and waste collection, and protecting local independent shops. Get involved. Did you attend your last local area forum? If so, what did you think of it? And if not, what would encourage you to attend a future meeting? We are reviewing area forums to ensure they meet your needs. Let us know what you think using the contact details below. You can register for information on your next area forum by visiting camden.gov.uk/area forums, all one word, emailing area.forums@camden.gov.uk, or calling 0207 974 2608 or 0207 974 2621 24 hours to leave a message. If you have any access requirements, please let us know in advance. You can also write to Free Post, RRXC-YAXA-GUBX, London Borough of Camden, Engagement and Diversity, Room 305, Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H9JE. Area forums are about you and your councillors improving the local area for everybody. For individual and personal concerns, you should contact your councillor directly. Surgery times and contact details are given in a later section. Dates of meetings of area forums in June and July 2008. This section gives the ward, what the forum will look at, the date and the time, and the venue. Highgate, planning, Tuesday the 10th of June, 7 to 9pm, at Highgate Library, Chester Road, Highgate, N19 5DH. Swiss Cottage, the new secondary school and the future of Frank Barnes School, Thursday the 12th of June, 6.30 to 8.30pm. Swiss Cottage Library, Events Room, 88 Avenue Road, NW3 3HA. Camden Town with Primrose Hill, Identity, Conservation and the Environment. Thursday the 19th of June, 7 to 9pm. Primrose Hill Community Centre, Upper Hall, 29 Hopkinson's Place, off Fitzroy Road, Primrose Hill, NW1 8TN. Cantilows, Local Sustainability Issues. Tuesday the 24th of June, 7 to 9pm. Kentish Town Community Centre, 17 Busby Place, NW5 2SP. Kilburn, Activities for Young People. Tuesday the 24th of June, 7 to 9pm. Abbey Community Centre, Belsize Room, Belsize Road, Kilburn, NW6 4DJ. Belsize, The School Run. Wednesday the 25th of June, 7 to 9pm. Belsize Square Synagogue, 51 Belsize Square, NW3 4HX. Haverstock, lighting. Thursday the 26th of June, 7 to 9pm, at the Salvation Army, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, Chalk Farm, NW3 2BL. Bloomsbury, local issues in Bloomsbury to be confirmed. Tuesday the 1st of July, 7 to 9pm, Rebecca Hossack Gallery, 2A Conway Street, W1T 6BA. Frognall and Fitzjohn's joining with Hampstead Town. Local environmental issues. Wednesday the 2nd of July, 7 to 9pm. Contact 0207 974 4357 for details of venue. Regent's Park. Activities for young people. Thursday the 3rd of July, 7 to 9pm. At Netley Primary School, 30 William Road, Regent's Park, NW1 3EN. St Pancras and Somerstown, housing. Thursday the 10th of July, 7 to 9pm. At the British Library, Conference Centre, Meeting Room 4, 96 Euston Road, NW1 2DB. Fortune Green joining with West Hampstead, traffic management. Thursday the 17th of July, 7 to 9pm. Hampstead Synagogue Hall, Dennington Park Road, West Hampstead, NW6 1AX. Kentish Town, local issues in Kentish Town to be confirmed. Monday the 21st of July, 7.30 to 9.30pm. Kentish Town Library, 262-6 Kentish Town Road, NW5 2AA. King's Cross, the King's Cross Development. Tuesday the 22nd of July, 7 to 9pm, at St Pancras Library, Argyle Street, King's Cross, WC1N 8NN. Green Camden. Hand over your plastic. Get along to Regis Road Recycling Centre this month, and you'll be able to hand over your plastic bags for recycling, and get a free reusable one in exchange. If plastic bags end up being binned, they can take hundreds of years to decompose, and we certainly get through them in London, with over 37 million new ones being used each week. On average, each bag is used for as little as 12 minutes before being discarded. Our reusable bags are environmentally friendly, durable, and easy to stash away for your next shopping trip. And the plastic bags you hand over will go off with all the other materials we collect at Regis Road to be recycled. You can get more information by visiting camden.gov.uk/Regis Road. Young Camden. Choices. Not sure which course or career to choose? A new website could hold the answer. mychoicelondon.co.uk is London's first online course prospectus for 14 to 19-year-olds. It's a searchable, up-to-date directory of the 25,000 courses and programmes offered by London's 640 schools, colleges and work-based training providers. The website has lots of different features that can help you plan your future. A career matching quiz will help you establish what your job options are by asking you all the right questions. A job planner will let you know what qualifications you need for your dream job and will help you find a course provider so that you can get started. An action planner will help you plan all the key steps you need to take to keep you on track. A CV builder will help you put together a ready-to-use CV so that you can land one of your first jobs. And a career search will give you access to over 800 jobs online. You can search by role, working hours, and potential salary. You don't even need to worry about getting to and from your new course or training. MyChoiceLondon.co.uk will plan the fastest tube, train or bus journey for you. If you'd rather talk to someone by phone, email or face-to-face about your study or career options, then MyChoiceLondon.co.uk can help you do this too. It has all the contact details for your local connection service. Get involved. Do you have something to say about employment and training opportunities in Camden? You can let your youth counsellor know what you think. Lorenzo Brewer is the youth counsellor for employment and skills. You can contact Lorenzo through the Youth and Connections Service on 0207 974 8051. And you can plan your study or career by visiting mychoicelondon, that's all one word, .co.uk. Camden's new mayor, Councillor Nurul Islam, tells us what he has planned for the year ahead. Councillor Islam was born and educated in Bangladesh before moving to Camden in 1979. Ever since arriving in the UK, he has lived in Camden, and since 2006, he has represented the St Pancras and Somers Town ward. The mayor is the borough's first citizen, and Nurul will represent Camden at around 500 engagements during the year. One of the first engagements in the mayor's diary was hopping on the Eurostar at St Pancras to visit his opposite number in Paris, the mayor of the 10th arrondissement. The visit was used to promote new links between Camden and the 10th arrondissement, which is the area around the Gare du Nord in Paris. Having a direct link to Europe in Camden is good news for the tourism industry, and Nurul is keen to promote all of the economic opportunities in the borough. Nurul explains, Camden is an economic powerhouse, contributing more than 1% of the UK's national wealth. During my mayoral year, I want to promote access to skills, education, training and jobs, so all Camden's residents, and especially our young people, can make the most of this. The mayor has a background working with Camden iTech, which provides vocational training to adults and young unemployed people in Camden. He said, there are some great local adult learning places in Camden. I want to highlight the great work they do and do whatever I can to help them build on their success. Nurul will also be using his mayoral year to raise money for the children's charity Corum. Based in Corum's Fields, the charity has been working to improve chances for children since 1739. Over 6,000 children and young people have benefited from the charity's work in the last year, with a focus on building self-esteem and emotional well-being. Councillor Farouk Ansari from the Kentish Town Ward was chosen as deputy mayor for the year. The post of mayor will be rotated annually between all the elected parties until the next elections in 2010. You can find out more about the mayor at camden.gov.uk/mayor or by calling 0207 974 5725. For more information about Corum, go to corum.org.uk or call 0207 520 0300. Your councillors. Councillors' surgery details. Surgeries are where you can talk about local problems with your ward's counsellors one-to-one. Area forums are about you and your counsellors improving the local area for everyone, and these have been described in a previous section. For further information, phone Counsellor Services on 0207 974 2792. You can email your counsellor by using this format, firstname.surname@camden.gov.uk. Bell size. The three counsellors are all Liberal Democrat. They are Chris Basson, 0207 974 6391. Arthur Graves, 0207 272 8579, and I shall give his daytime numbers later. And Alexis Rowell, 0207 317 8380 or 0771 253 6078. There is an advice surgery on the first Monday of each month at Belsize Library, Antrim Road, NW3 4XN, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and on the fourth Sunday of each month at St Mary's Church, Christina Room, Primrose Hill Road, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Councillor Graves holds surgeries at Hampstead Old Town Hall, Haverstock Hill, telephone numbers 0207 272 8579 or 07914 658777, and another number is 0207 974 6391. These surgeries are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. by appointment only, but can leave phone messages and paperwork at any time. Email arthur.graves@camden.gov.uk. In Bloomsbury, the councillors are Penny Abraham, Labour, 0207 284 9853. Fazlul Chowdhury, Labour, 0207 255 2763. And Rebecca Hossack, Conservative, 0207 580 2061. The advice surgeries for Labour are held every Friday at Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1H 9JE, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and on the first and third Friday of each month at Fitzrovia Neighbourhood Association, 39 Tottenham Street, W1T4RU, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. The Conservative advice surgeries are held on the first Wednesday of each month at the Rebecca Hossack Gallery, 2A Conway Street, W1T6BA, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and on the last Friday of each month at the Fitzrovia Neighbourhood Association, 39 Tottenham Street, W1T4RX, from 6 to 7 p.m. Camden Town with Primrose Hill. Councillors Patricia Callaghan, Labour, 0207 722 1699 or 07854 817 314. Libby Campbell, Liberal Democrat, 07917 093 941. And Chris Naylor, Liberal Democrat, 0207 974 1411. The Liberal Democrat advice surgeries are held on the first Saturday of each month at Primrose Hill Community Centre, 29 Hopkinson's Place off Fitzroy Road, NW1 8TN, from 10 to 11 a.m. On the second Saturday of each month at Castlehaven Community Centre, 21 Castlehaven Road, NW1 8RA, from 10 to 11 a.m. And on the third Friday of each month at St Martin's Community Centre, Carroll Street, NW1 OHT, from 6 to 7 p.m. And the following surgery is run jointly with Haverstock Ward, Councillor Jill Fraser and Councillor Matt Saunders, on the fourth Friday of each month at the Salvation Army Centre, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, from 6 to 7 p.m. The Camden Town with Primrose Hill Labour advice surgeries are held on the first Friday of each month at the Salvation Army Centre, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, from 7 to 8 p.m. The second Friday of each month at Castlehaven Community Centre, 21 Castlehaven Road, NW1 8RA, from 6 to 7 p.m. The third Friday of each month, Primrose Hill Community Centre, 29 Hopkinson's Place, off Fitzroy Road, NW1 8TN, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And on the first Saturday of each month, at St Martin's Community Centre, Carroll Street, NW1 OHD, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The three councillors for Cantelow's ward are all Liberal Democrat. Paul Braithwaite, 0207 916 2896. Fred Carver, 0207 974 1986. And Ben Rawlings, 0207 974 1986 or 07823 533 415. Their surgeries are the first Saturday of each month at 100 St Pancras Way, NW1, from 10 to 11 a.m. The second Saturday of each month at the Maiden Lane Community Centre, 156 St Paul's Crescent, NW1, 9XZ, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The third Wednesday of each month at the London Irish Centre, 52 Camden Square, NW1, 9XB, from 7 to 8 p.m. And the fourth Saturday of each month at the Vadney Bish House, 33 to 43 Caversham Road, NW5 2DS, from 10 to 11 a.m. In Fortune Green, the three councillors are all Liberal Democrat. Flick Ray, 0207 431 6753. Russell Eagling, 0207 624 2511. And Nancy Girira, 0207 433 0787. For the surgeries, call 0207 794 9034 for details. They are held on alternate Saturdays at West Hampstead Community Centre, 62 Mill Lane, NW6 1NB, from 10 to 11 a.m. On the last Saturday of each month, at West End Sidings Community Centre, under 5 unit, 150 Brassey Road, NW6, from 10 to 11 a.m. Alternate Fridays at the Hampstead District Housing Office, 156 West End Lane, NW6 1SD, from 6 to 7 p.m. And on the last Saturday of each month at Templar House Tenants Hall, Shoot Up Hill, NW2, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. At Frognall and Fitzjohn's, the three councillors are all Conservative. Martin Davis, 07909 894 105. Dawn Somper, 0207 794 3420. And Andrew Menier, 07917 839 068. Their surgeries are held on the first and third Monday of each month at Henderson Court, 102 Fitzjohn's Avenue, Prince Arthur Road entrance, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. This surgery will be jointly run with Hampstead Town Conservatives. And on the second Saturday of each month at Holy Trinity Church, Finchley Road, from 10 to 11 a.m. In Gospel Oak, the three councillors are all Conservative. Lulu Mitchell, 0207 485 0723. Chris Philp, 0207 974 6391. And Keith Sedgwick, 0207 428 9936. Their surgeries are on the first and third Saturday of each month at Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, NW5, from 10 to 11 a.m. And on the second and fourth Monday of each month at the Royal Free Hospital Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3, from 8 to 9 p.m. Hampstead Town. The councillors are all Conservative. Chris Knight, 0207 435 9251 or 07909 887 534. Kirsty Roberts, 07909 687 150. And Mike Green, 0207 974 1969. Surgeries on the first and third Monday of each month at Henderson Court, 102 Fitzjohn's Avenue, the Prince Arthur Road entrance, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And on the second and fourth Monday of each month at the Royal Free Hospital Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3, from 8 to 9 p.m. Haverstock, Seared Hoke, Labour, 07758 353 639. Jill Fraser, Liberal Democrat, 0207 267 8075. Matt Sanders, Liberal Democrat, 0776 016 5972. The Labour Advice Surgeries are held on the second Saturday of each month at Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, NW54QE, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. On the first and third Sunday of each month, at Maitland Park Tenants Hall, 100 Maitland Park Villas, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The second and fourth Friday of each month, at the Charlie Ratchford Centre, Belmont Street, NW1, from 6 to 7 p.m. The third Thursday of each month, at Rill Primary School, Rill Street, NW5, 3HB, from 8 to 9 a.m. Councillor Hock is available for home visits if requested. Please phone or fax 0207 485 0474. The Haverstock Liberal Democrat surgeries are run jointly with Camden Town with Primrose Hill on the fourth Friday of each month at the Salvation Army Centre, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, from 6 to 7 p.m., and on the second Tuesday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m., and the first Wednesday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. at Rill Primary School, Rill Street, NW5 3HB. Please note that the following surgery is for senior citizens only. It's on the second Tuesday of each month at the Charlie Ratchford Centre, Belmont Street, NW1 8HF, from 6 to 7 p.m. Highgate. All three councillors are from the Green Party. Alex Goodman, 0207 974 1986. Maya D'Souza, 0207 974 1986. And Adrian Oliver, 0207 974 1986. Their advice surgeries are held on the first Monday of each month at Holly Lodge Community Centre with Councillor Adrian Oliver, 30 Makepeace Avenue, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. On the third Saturday of each month at Highgate Literary and Scientific Institution with Councillor Maya D'Souza, that's 11 South Grove, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And on the fourth Friday of each month at Highgate Newtown Community Centre with Councillor Alex Goodman, this is 25 Bertram Street, N19 5DQ, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Holborn and Covent Garden. The three councillors are all Labour. Julian Fulbrook, 0207 405 2753. Sue Vincent, 0207 436 9776. Brian Woodrow, 0207 242 3052. Their surgeries are held on the last Friday of each month at the Dragon Hall, Stukeley Street, off Drury Lane, WC2, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And on the first and third Friday of the month at Bedford House Community Centre, 35 Emerald Street, off Lambs Conduit Street, WC1, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Kentish Town. The councillors are Liberal Democrat Omar Farouk Ansari, 0207 482 7326. Philip Thompson, 0207 424 9764. And Ralph Scott, 07951 572 065. Surgeries on the first Saturday of each month at the Ingestry Community Centre, Ingestry Road, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The second Friday of each month at Kentish Town Community Centre, Busby Centre, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And on the third Saturday of each month at the Kentish Town Congregational Church, Kelly Street, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Kilburn. Three Liberal Democrat councillors, David Abrahams, 0207 624 5535, Janet Grauberg, 0207 625 4086, and James King, 07971 025214. Surgeries on the first Friday of each month at the Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. The fourth Saturday of each month at Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. The second and fourth Saturday of each month at the Abbey Community Centre, from 10 to 11 a.m. And on the second Saturday of each month at the Tenants Hall, Rowley Way, from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. King's Cross. Three Labour councillors. Abdul High, 07939-727-935. Jithika Jayatilaka, 0207-974-6391. And Jonathan Simpson, 07968 537-320. Surgeries on the second and fourth Friday of each month at Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1H9JE, from 6 to 7 p.m. And on the first and third Saturday of each month at the Sidmouth Mews Tenants Hall, Sidmouth Street, WC1H8JJ. In Regent's Park, the three councillors are all Labour, Nassim Ali, Theo Blackwell and Heather Johnson. They all have the same telephone number, 0207 974 3111. Their surgeries are on the first Saturday of each month at the Crowndale Centre, Evershult Street, NW1, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The second and fourth Friday of each month at Dick Collins Hall, Red Hill Street, NW1, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And the third Friday of each month at the Crowndale Centre, Evershult Street, NW1, from 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. St Pancras and Somers Town. Three Labour councillors. Roger Robinson, 0208 340 9604 or 0773 936 4147. Nurul Islam, 0207 485 1658, and Anna Stewart, 0207 974 1986. Their surgeries are on the first Friday of each month at Somers Town Community Centre, 150 Osselston Street, NW1 1EE, from 6 to 7 pm. The second and fourth Friday of each month at Crowndale Centre, Evershult Street, NW1, from 6 to 7 p.m. The third Friday of each month at the Community Room, Lulworth, Agar Grove Estate, NW1, from 6 to 7 p.m. And the fourth Friday of each month at the St Pancras Community Centre, Camden Street, NW1, from 10 to 11 a.m. Swiss Cottage. Three Conservative councillors. Roger Freeman, 0208 348 7626. Andrew Marshall, 0207 974 1979. And Don Williams, 0207 372 8328. Surgeries on the first Monday of each month at Crossfield Centre, 8 Fair Hazel Gardens, NW6 3SG. From 7 to 8 p.m. And on the third Saturday of each month at the Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3 3NR, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And finally, West Hampstead. Three Liberal Democrat councillors. Duncan Greenland, 0207 974 1986. Keith Moffat, 0207 974 5707. And John Bryant, 0207 372 9795. Call 0207 794 4918 for details of surgeries. They're held on alternate Saturdays at West Hampstead Community Centre, 60 to 62 Mill Lane, NW6, from 10 to 11 a.m. And on one monthly Saturday at 19 Wedgwood Walk, Lymington Road, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And on alternate Fridays at the Hampstead District Housing Office 156 West End Lane, NW6, from 6 to 7pm. To find your ward with our online postcode search, go to camden.gov.uk/mycamden. Please note that many surgeries do not take place during August. Please contact Counsellor Services on 0207 974 2792 for further information on availability. Sport. Bolly good fun. Shilpa Shetty, eat your heart out. Now you can turn your Bombay dreams into reality and learn to dance like your favourite Bollywood film star. Bollywood is already known for its glamorous costumes and elaborate dance sequences. But now, thanks to the work of our active health team, it's gaining new fame as a fun, low-cost exercise class. The classes are a combination of classical Indian dance and folk dancing such as Bhangra, and sometimes has Latino and Arabic influences. Class leader Namita Bhardwaj has been teaching Bollywood dance for 7 years. And recommends it as a great way to exercise and have fun. She said, Bollywood dance is great for everyone, whatever your ability. The moves are easy to follow, and the addictive melodies and beats will burn calories, trim and tone your body, and leaving you feeling exhilarated and energized. Lucy Mountford has had 4 lessons so far and loves it. She said, the Bollywood class stands out from all the others. It reflects Camden's promotion of cultural diversity in a fun and exciting way. Amal Kunwar has also joined the class. She said, it's unusual and really good fun. It isn't as serious as classical Indian dancing, which makes it more enjoyable. If Bollywood isn't your bag, there are lots of other dance classes you can try, from disco and Lindy Hop to jazz and belly dancing. All of them are great ways to get fit, have fun and meet new people. And whichever one you fancy, you could find yourself performing on stage at the Camden Dance Festival in July. The festival brings together community and professional performers from across Camden. Our active health team runs more than 50 exercise classes across the borough every week. There are even tailored classes for people with reduced mobility, an exercise for those who need to improve their bone or heart strength. All are run by highly qualified instructors and cost £1 or £2 to attend. Camden Dance Festival will be held at UCL Bloomsbury Theatre, WC1, from 7:30 to 9:30pm on Tuesday the 8th of July. Tickets cost £5 in advance, £6 on the night or £2 for concessions. Call the box office on 0870 033 2600. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/active health or call 0207 974 1542. The Bollywood class is held at 5:30pm every Wednesday at 1KX 120 Cromer Street, WC1H 8BS. And a quiz question just for fun. Where is Bollywood? Answer, in the city of Mumbai, formerly known as Bombay. What's on? The June spotlight is on wrestling. There are also notifications on Daniel Libeskind in conversation, Sid Vicious, Whatever Happened to the Cotton Dress Girl, Claire Barclay Shifting Ground, and highlights from What's On. There is also a competition to win Deep Blue Sea theatre tickets. First of all, wrestling, Lucha Libre, the 4th to the 6th of July at the Roundhouse. Lucha Libre London is the UK's introduction to Mexican Lucha Libre wrestling. A spectacular event bursting with heroism and villainy, masked athleticism, virtuosity, and the uniquely Mexican high-flying take on free wrestling. The event presents 16 of the best of the best of Mexico's luchadores, including El Hijo del Santo, the greatest living luchador, Blue Demon Jr., the man in the blue mask, and Ramses, fighting star of Jack Black's Nacho Libre, in a full-on struggle for the soul of Mexico. Lucha Libre London is staged in a specially constructed luchadrome built in Camden's Roundhouse. The circular arena features ringside and balcony seats, a VIP area and standing views. There will be Mexican DJs, special films and animations introducing the luchadores and themed food and drink. Get ready for an exhilarating, foot-stamping, air-punching journey to the centre of a life-affirming struggle, where rudos fight técnicos and where good does not always triumph over evil. Under 14s to be accompanied by an adult. Chalk Farm Road, NW1 8EH, roundhouse.org.uk, 0844 482 8008. On Tuesday the 24th of June, the British Library presents Breaking Ground, Daniel Libeskind in Conversation. World-renowned architect Daniel Libeskind explains his view of an architect as creator of the new, sometimes on a grand scale. He simultaneously explores the dilemmas raised by cutting into places and spaces that may hold great social and environmental significance. The British Library is at 96 Euston Road, London, NW1 2DB. Telephone 01937 546 546. bl.uk/whatson/listings. There is an exhibition at the Proud Galleries until the 11th of August entitled Sid Vicious, No One is Innocent. Proud Galleries present a revealing and intimate photographic exhibition of the most infamous and tragic of punk icons. Featuring exclusive, never-before-seen pictures from key punk photographers from the late 1970s, the show shines new light on Sid's chaotic life in the Sex Pistols spotlight, as well as his ill-fated relationship with Nancy Spungen. The Proud Galleries are at 5 Buckingham Street, WC2N 6BP, proud.co.uk, telephone 0207 839 4942. Until the 20th of July, the New End Theatre presents Whatever Happened to the Cotton Dress Girl? A perfect tribute for Bette Davis's centenary in 2008. Set in Hollywood in August 1962, Bette Davis prepares for a day's filming on the low-budget masterpiece Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Alone and uncertain of her future, she contemplates the highs and lows of her career, her greatest screen triumphs, co-workers, husbands, lovers, friends and enemies. The theatre is at 27 New End, Hampstead, London, NW3 1JD. New End Theatre, all one word, .co.uk, telephone 0870 033 2733. Until the 29th of June, at the Camden Arts Centre, there is an exhibition entitled Claire Barclay, Shifting Ground. Claire Barclay's new sculptural installation is partly inspired by the physical nature of the gallery. It responds to the architectural features, the light and context of Camden Arts Centre. She employs traditional techniques associated with alternative lifestyle cultures to question the marginalisation of some crafts and their commodification. Camden Arts Centre is at Arkwright Road, London, NW3 6DG. Telephone 0207 472 5500. Info at camdenartscentre.org. Other highlights from camden.gov.uk/whatson are the Camden Chamber Orchestra's summer concert on the 28th of June, a programme including Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture. At St Paul's Church, Bedford Street, Covent Garden, WC2E 9ED. The website is Camden Chamber Orchestra, all one word, .org.uk, telephone 0207 267 3450. On the Saturday the 14th of June, there is a family learning day in the Royal Mail Archive. Find out about animals employed by the post office. Discover spies, pirates and highwaymen. design a propaganda envelope, trace postal workers through history, and much, much more at this day of fun activities. At Freeling House, Phoenix Place, WC1XODL, telephone 0207 239 2570. Info at postalheritage.org.uk. Register your event for free at camden.gov.uk/whatson. Finally, a competition to win Deep Blue Sea theatre tickets. International star of film and stage, Greta Scacchi, stars in Terence Rattigan's searing portrayal of the power of obsessive love in The Deep Blue Sea. The production hits the West End for a limited 12-week run. We have a pair of top prize tickets for this production to give away. Just answer this easy question. Where is the Vaudeville Theatre? A. Manchester, B. Aberdeen, C. London. Just put your answer on a postcard marked Scacchi Competition and send it to Free Post, Your Camden, or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. The closing date is Friday the 20th of June. If you're not a lucky winner, our fantastic reader offer allows you top price seats for only £25, normally £46. Book now on 0844 412 4663 and quote Greater Scacchi Offer. Offer is subject to availability and not to be used in conjunction with any other offer. Tickets are valid for all Monday to Friday and Saturday matinee performances until the 19th of July 2008. The Deep Blue Sea is at the Vaudeville Theatre, London, W1. An advertisement from Recycle for Camden, urging you to fill up your compost bin rather than landfill sites. It's an offer for a compost converter, 220 litres, for £8, the manufacturer's SRP £40, a height of 90 centimetres, or a compost converter, 330 litres, for £10, manufacturer's SRP £50, height 100 centimetres, or a comp 250 litres for £40, manufacturer's SRP £66, height 100 centimetres. You can also make the most of your compost bin by buying a kitchen caddy for just £4 while stocks last. To order your bin, call 0845 077 0757, quoting 82YC1, or visit us online at www.recyclenow.com/compost. There is also a form you can use to apply for your compost bin, stating the quantity required, where you have to give your name, address, postcode, daytime telephone number, and payment details. This is returned to WRAP, W-R-A-P, Camden Campaign, Free Post LS6334, Leeds LS141YY. The offer is limited to 2 bins per household. There is a limited number of bins available, and to London Borough of Camden residents only. Expect delivery within 28 days. If you wish to cancel your order before the bin is delivered, or if the bin has been delivered and you wish to return it, please phone the customer care line on 0800 107 3798 within 7 working days. Offer is subject to availability and closes March 2009, though stocks of some bins are limited and may run out sooner than offer end. WRAP works in partnership to encourage and enable businesses and consumers to be more efficient in their use of materials and recycle more things more often. This helps to minimise landfill, reduce carbon emissions and improve our environment. Note, only 1 kitchen caddy per household with bin purchase while stocks last. Actual colour may vary. That is the end of this recording.